This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's beautiful to be here and to be able to share some thoughts and reflections about hijab. And personally, in my journey, hijab has been definitely a challenge. I haven't always liked it. Some parts were really hard, but alhamdulillah, for where I am now in my life, it's a part of who I am. And I always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me always love my hijab and always keep it on and stand proud with my hijab. So today, inshallah, I'm going to share with you three points. Okay, so the first point that I'm going to talk to you about, your decisions. What is it? Your decisions. Number two, your nafs. And number three, your reward. So what are these? Your decisions.
Your nafs.
Your nafs. And your reward. So my story and what I share today, we're going to go through these three points: your decisions and the decisions that you make, that you have to live by, that you're going to be accountable for with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to talk about your nafs. Nafs means like desires, you know, what you want. Like there's what Allah wants and then there's what you want. And your nafs are the things that you sometimes want that you have to kind of struggle with. And then your reward. So keeping your focus on the reward. So when it comes to your decisions, for me in my journey, my parents weren't very religious and didn't have much knowledge. And when I was about 12 years old, they started going to classes and learning and practicing more. And my mum especially became pretty strict really fast, right? And before that, I had a lot of freedoms. And then right at 12, right in the age where you're kind of like, hey, we're going to get cracking, going to, you know, enter teenagehood and have a bit of fun and this and that. And mum's like, so gonna have the talk, you're going to wear the hijab. In my head, I'm like, no, I don't want it yet, I haven't reached puberty yet, right? And she said, you're gonna wear it. And my mum is Asian background, you don't mess with Asian mums, and she was just like, you're wearing it. And so I was like, okay, I'll wear it, right? Didn't feel so good about it, felt really scared. I put it on and started wearing it regularly in practice for when I would reach the age of puberty. And my friends were kind of like, oh, you're wearing like hijab now, full on. And so I went through those struggles and I was at Muslim school at the time. And then my family moved away and I went to a public school where I was the only Muslim in the whole school. So I was like so scared. It was out in the country in Western Australia. So I was so scared. And on the first day, oh my gosh, I was like literally like an alien because I don't think they'd seen Muslims before. So it was recess time and we're walking outside and having a look around the school, and the principal told two girls, can you take Kalisha and take her to have a look around the school and tell her where everything is. So these girls are like showing me around, this is that place, and I could hear like all these voices behind us, and I turned around and I think there was like 10, 20, 30 people in a group, other students from the school just following, like, what is she wearing? And how many times that first week that I got asked, what's that on your head? Why are you wearing it? Why do you have to wear it? Where are you from? Like, I just had to keep answering and answering. And then alhamdulillah, they got over it pretty quick. But that was really hard. But I remember like telling myself, this is hard and this is going to be hard, but you have to choose it. And my reason behind choosing it, because I knew in my heart that it was right. Like it was the right thing to do. Why? Not for my mom, even though, you know, in a way, at that time, I was doing it for my mom. But in my heart, I knew that this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would want from me as a young woman. So the next journey, you know, your nafs. Okay, so that was your decisions. You're going to have to make decisions between you and Allah at certain parts of your life, at certain milestones. And you've got to be brave enough to make those decisions. They won't always be easy. So the second part of my story, your nafs. So now I'm in a non-Muslim environment. I was at a public school. Of course, I want to fit in. You know, of course, I want to be like everyone else. And it was really hard to be the one different person, literally in the entire school. My brother did go to the school, but I had his classmates. He's older than me. His classmates said, your brother, is he your brother? I was like, yeah, we have the same surname. We came on the same day, right? He told us that you're his adopted sister. So I was just like, oh my gosh, thanks, bro. Right? That's what big brothers are good for, subhanAllah. But again, you know, it was hard feeling so alone in that environment. So wanting to fit in, wanting to be cool, wanting to be, you know, hang with, you know, the cool people and stuff like that. That was hard. Because within you, there is this like desire, you want to look pretty or you want to look the same. And I remember I did, you know, there were a couple of boys that I liked at school too. And then I was like, if I didn't have this on, would they like me? Like, would they like me more? So I had those questions and I had days where I was like feeling weak and just, you know, kind of like doubting myself. And alhamdulillah, in that few years, I never took it off and I never regretted taking it off. Always look back and I feel alhamdulillah, like proud of myself that I kept it on. So later on, we moved into back to the city and back to the Muslim community. And at that time, the people that I was close to, there was like cousins and close family friends that I used to hang out with, that I was like, okay, I'm back, let's hang out. They'd all decided to take their scarves off. And they started doing fun stuff, right? Going out a lot, dressing up, makeup. They started experimenting, going to parties and hanging out with guys and, you know, smoking and things like that. And now again, I've got a decision. I've got a hijab on. And these are my people, like they're my best friends, my cousins, like I want to fit in. And again, like, you know, they would say, come to this place with us, come and do that with us. And I'm like, how am I going to do that with hijab? And a lot of the time, alhamdulillah, my hijab is what made me say, no, I'm not going to go, because that's going to look so weird if I go there with them, do that with them, and I'm wearing my hijab. So it became like a protector for me from falling into sins, from falling into bad company and being in bad places. And if I tell you now, you know, this is like nearly 20 years later, those friends who went down that path and chose their nafs, they chose fun, they chose pretty as their priority, they chose adventure and partying and all of that, they chose cool over their spirituality. Now, like with the way their lives have turned out, like it breaks my heart still. And I still love them and I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings them back. But their lives are, you could say in ways, like very damaged and ruined. And that's not to judge them. They made their choices, but our choices have consequences. Okay, so you're always going to be faced with decisions. And Allah gives commandments about what you should do and why you should do it and how you should do it, because ultimately it does protect you if you would just trust Him. But that's the hard bit. Do you trust Allah enough? Do you trust His rules? Do you trust His message of Islam? Do you trust it enough to say, I'm going to submit, because that's what being a Muslim means, one who submits. I'm going to submit my nafs. I'm going to submit what I want to what Allah wants. And I trust that the outcome of doing what Allah wants will always be a good outcome in this life and inshallah in the next life. So the third point about your reward. You're doing it ultimately for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like I just mentioned, you won't regret it. Your life will have things that, you know, as your life progresses, you'll look back at all those decisions, at the nafs that you battled, and you'll say, alhamdulillah, like, I feel good. The reward is feeling good in this life. And we know in the next life, every sacrifice you made, every time you wanted to do something which, you know, Allah wasn't the most pleased with, but you were like, no, like, I'm just going to wear something looser today. Just that little sacrifice, even if it's not yet hijab, you just said, I'm going to wear something looser today. Allah's counting that and He's going to reward you for it. And where does your reward, where is your reward? Where's the reward in the akhirah? In the next life, in paradise. For how long? For a moment? Forever. What is forever? It's eternity. Forever and ever and ever and ever is your reward. If just today you make one sacrifice, if just this moment you make the right choice over the wrong choice, and that's what you will meet, inshallah, in the next life. And a really kind of big part that made me realize, like, I have to stay on this track was when I was about 15 years old. I got a phone call. My mum said, oh, it's your old friend, like, she wants to talk to you. And this friend, I didn't hang around with her a lot, but she was about a year or two older than me. We didn't hang out much because she was really in the party scene. And she called me up. So she was about 17 and a half then. And then her voice is quiet on the other side of the phone. She's like, Assalamualaikum, Kalisha. I'm like, Alaikum Salaam. I'm like, what did I do? Like, why is she calling me? Like, what happened? And then she says, I know that you didn't come with us and join with us when we went down this path, but and you chose to wear the scarf and we all didn't. What made you choose it? And so I was like, whoa, like, why did I choose it? That was the first time I'd actually been asked, why did I choose it? And I tried to explain to her why I chose it and where it came from and the reasons behind why I chose to wear the hijab. And I said to her, why are you asking me? Like, where's this coming from? Like, I thought maybe she was like turning her life around. And she said, I've been diagnosed with a brain tumor, 17 and a half years old. And she's like, I just feel like I need to get serious about life. And she was really scared and she was crying on the phone. And I was just like shocked. I felt I was younger than her. I was like, why are you asking me for advice? Like, I'm trying to just keep this thing on, you know, I was battling. But that moment reminded me of how important it is to be someone who stands for something. You know, there's a saying, if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. Yeah. So if you stand for something, not only will you be able to prevent falling into traps and bad places, but other people, whether you realize it or not, like the sister was saying, they will look at you like a role model. They will feel stronger and more empowered to want to be a really dignified woman because of what they see you do and the way that they see you live. So the sad thing for my dear friend, may Allah have mercy, is she did pass away. By 19 years old, she passed away and she lost her battle with cancer. But alhamdulillah, she did put the scarf on in that time. And she came back to Allah and she prayed and she made dua and tried to fix her life up. Because why? When it comes down to it, what does pretty matter? What does cool matter? What does popular, famous, rich matter? If you don't know if you're even going to be here tomorrow. That the day of judgment, your accountability is coming. That's the reality for all of us. And we have to choose and make those decisions about whether we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward and happiness and paradise in the hereafter. So, you know, there's a beautiful saying that says, why try so hard to fit in when you were born to stand out? And when you wear hijab, you absolutely stand out. And the statistics are showing that Muslim women, we cop the most hatred and abuse and racist remarks than anyone. So when you wear hijab and you stand out and you're risking that, you are a warrior out in the street, Bankstown Mall or in the city or on the train. You're a warrior. You're standing for Islam. You're representing our entire community, our entire ummah, even though the world wants to lie about our religion, even though the world wants to slam women and make them be naked and open and improper and undignified and overly sexualized. You are saying, nah, my body is mine and this body belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one's going to touch it or see it or even, you know, take advantage of it in any way. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you all strong and keep us all strong together and support everyone and anyone that you can with hijab. And if you're struggling, reach out. You've got some amazing people here. If you want support or, you know, mentors to like help you take slowly, step by step, figure out the wardrobe plan and all that, reach out and get that help, inshallah. And believe in your beautiful selves. And jazakallah khair for listening to me, tell my story, and for holding space while I share.